You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Satan's religion. Don't get caught up in it. Don't get fooled in it. There's all kinds of things out there that suck people in. Star Wars. Yoda is the Zen master in this movie. Everyone knows about the Force here. This is all ways to entice people into satanic entertainment. And I know people don't want to hear this, but it's the truth. You need to check it out for yourself. Don't believe me? Take a look at these movies with your Bible in your hand and take a look at what they're promoting and doing versus what God says. Some of the most popular shows out there are just pure evil. You know, Bart Simpson, his father Homer in one episode asked Bart to give thanks for dinner on Thanksgiving. And he says, God, we work for our money, thanks for nothing. His father, the stooge, corrects him and Bart calls his father stupid and an idiot. Yeah, this is really honoring your father and your mother and teaching children to honor theirs. Home Improvement used to be on, it's no longer on. But this Tim was an idiot. They make him out to be an idiot. It's just foolish to demean the role of a godly man. You know, to put down that, well, men don't necessarily need to be respected. He-Man, well, that's not on anymore. But green stuff comes out of the Castle Grayskull. Ectoplasm, the stuff that comes from a spirit guide's mouth after a demon contact. You know what it is? Ectoplasm, same stuff. Ghostbusters gave you a free can of ectoplasm when you bought the set from them. He-Man is not the master of the universe. God is. Shira gets her power from the sun and rides a unicorn. Care Bears has a witch in it. We can go on and on. Satan uses Hollyweird to brainwash us. Take this seriously and protect your family. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Ask God to forgive us for bringing these abominations into our house. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, including the television that you worship there in your living room. Remember, this is a spiritual battle that we are in. Ephesians 6:12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. We don't have to be afraid. Don't let Satan scare you. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. The devil is already lost. He cannot win. James 4:7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Throw this garbage out of your house. Take a hammer and smash it. It's evil, and it's the gateway for demons to come in and try and influence and possess you. Don't let Satan in your house.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.